Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for years or decades, when we started to realize that less obese individuals might be deemed more attractive, there was a push to lose weight to be more attractive to societal standards. And going from the more, you know, obese royalty to, you know, disparity between, you know, obese royalty and commoners who, you know, struggled, you know, with their weight because of, you know, feeding and starvation, you know, once there was, you know, television and pictures and things like that, you know, there was other standards that were started to be shared. So there were stars, there were movie stars, there were celebrities, and you would see them. And even though like what William Taft or Teddy Roosevelt, you know, being, you know, a little bit more round, you know, might not have necessarily played well, you know, in this, you know, day and age. Back then, it wasn't as much of an issue, you know, until society started to be more towards, okay, well, we look at, you know, a thinness now as a marker of health, as a marker of societal, you know, stature, as a marker of attractiveness. So when people would lose weight, they were doing it more for attractiveness and for societal acceptance. Well, we're being told that now many people are losing weight for actual health reasons, for the reasons they should. A new Mayo Clinic weight loss survey of over 200,000 consumers in the United States found the vast majority are approaching weight loss for themselves rather than for others. They say approximately 83% of participants, according to Fox News, valued health above all other aspirations, which follows a global trend of health and wellness self-care post-COVID. They said it's a rather unique survey because of its large scale and that it explores the psychology of a dieter's mindset. This is according to Dr. Donald Hensrud, medical director of the Mayo Clinic Diet. So the survey was entitled Diet Mindset Assessment, and it was commissioned by Digital Wellness, a digital health platform that operates the Mayo Clinic Diet online program in partnership with Mayo Clinic Press. So the participants, many of them were female, between 31 and 70 years old, with the average age of 52. The average body mass index of those who completed the questionnaire was 32.3, with 30% classified as overweight, 56% classified as obese. So a BMI under 18.5 is deemed underweight. A score between 18.5 and 24.9 suggests healthy weight. Once you're over 25 to 30, you're overweight. If you're over 30, you're obese. That's according to the CDC. So this means that people are looking more towards having health as a goal, which is fantastic because, you know, for years people would smoke, right? And they would smoke and they did it to look good. And you're like, yeah, but that doesn't, you know, that's not healthy. Crash dieting. People would crash diet, but that's not healthy. You're going to gain the weight back. Oh, I don't care. You know, I need to look good. I need to fit into this dress. So there is still going to be, you know, people doing things that might not be necessarily health conscious for their looks, but losing weight to get into a healthier mindset, to be able to stave off diabetes, stave off high blood pressure, stave off dementia, stave off stroke, arthritis, back pain. You know, it blows my mind how more people aren't doing it. Now, I am not ideal weight. I used to be. But man, I lost the baby weight. You know, I still exercise every day. It's just, genetics and menopause, it changes you. And so, you don't have a lot of people necessarily get on their high horse saying, you need to lose weight. Because we all, a lot of us do, including myself. But we do have to, keep that message out there that if you want to enjoy your 40s and your 50s and your 60s and your 70s and your 80s and your 90s, you got to keep the weight down. You know, not be super skinny. There's been studies saying super skinny, older individuals, suffer issues as well. But you need to have a healthy weight. And sadly, many of us, as we get arthritis, as we get knee pain, back pain, hip pain, we can't exercise like we used to. I'm very frustrated that I can't run. I used to run, and I could run. I remember my mom saying, you're going to mess up your knees, you're going to mess up your back. No. Well, yeah, I can't run like I used to. And that stinks, because when I did it, I was at my skinniest and slimmest, and I think most fit. I had the lowest triglycerides in the class. I had very little body fat. I loved how my body was. But then again, I was also in my 20s. I think we all loved our bodies in our 20s. So we need to, we're not going to be in our 20s, as we're middle-aged and older, but we do need to aim for a 5-pound loss or a 10-pound loss. And I told you guys, New Year's resolutions last 2 minutes, so come up with something that is simple, that is attainable, So by the end of June, I want to be down 5 pounds. I know a lot of people are like, well, that's not enough. Do you want to lose the 5 pounds, or do you want to rebound? Have that as your goal. If you lose more, great. But make the goal 5 pounds. If you exceed it, hallelujah. But make it 5 pounds. Make it realistic. Make sure it's not starvation weight loss. Make sure you've, swapped meat for some vegetables, swapped vegetables for meat, use vegetables for carbs. Anytime you think of putting something bad in your mouth, stick a vegetable in your mouth. Drink plenty of water, exercise a little bit more, and you could easily lose 5 pounds. And that's just with some simple swaps. I'm not saying you got to go on a 500 calorie diet, but I love that society's starting to look more towards health. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented patented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, and big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Jason, who is our producer today. I really appreciate you guys all tuning in. I understand it's a very, very hectic day as we have another set of primaries. Apparently, David Perdue, in his bid to unseat Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, seems to be trailing. David Perdue has been backed by President Trump. Former president was not happy with Governor Brian Kemp because of his lack of enthusiasm to overturn the state's presidential election. And polls leading up to now, I guess, primary day, is Kemp has a wide lead over Perdue. Perdue's a former U.S. senator. The the many people were kind of watching this because they thought that, you know, if Trump, you know, backed him and, you know, he won, it would be a sign that Trump would, you know, do well in the polls in 2024. Already many of his candidates have done well, but I don't like that setup. I don't like the idea that somebody endorses somebody and then that person, you know, wins, and it's supposed to be a testament to something else. The whole purpose of politics is they're supposed to be individuality. They also is there could be some changes. There could be some new scandals. There could be, you know, so, you know, I've been asked to endorse people, and I don't. I don't endorse candidates. I might love them, but I don't endorse candidates because, it shouldn't matter. Now, I might tell you, oh, this is interesting, and this person's interesting, and I kind of like a candidate that does this, this, and this. But, you know, for the most part, many of these politicians, they say what they have to say to get in. And so, you know, are you really, really going to do what, you know, I think your campaign promises embody, and are you going to stick to that? Or are you going to then, you know, give in to the lobbyists or, you know, whatever. So, you know, for people saying, well, gosh, you know, if Trump, you know, supported somebody and that person doesn't win, then that means they don't care about what Trump has to say. You know, people are voting. I think voters are now a little bit more scrutinous on one end. And then you have others who are like, oh, my gosh, just get me out of this administration. So I think on one end, you have people after what happened with Biden, or depending on how they felt with Trump, are now making sure they back up and they have justifications for why. Like, well, these are the things I like. These are the things I think are important. This is what this person is doing. I spoke to a person who's a Biden supporter. And they were like, I really think he, you know, wants to eliminate college debt. Well, okay, if that's important to you, all the power to you. To me, yes, I would love that it would help my students, but do I think that's the best thing for the country? No. You know, but I love the fact that it'll help my students, but, you know, am I going to pick a candidate who is riding on that? No. I want to pick a candidate that is going to get on top of our border situation, get on top of the cartel and drugs coming over the border, whether it's through China or whether it's through Mexico. I want a candidate that is going to look strong, look formidable, so these other countries don't mess with us and try to, you know, do what they're doing like we see with Putin, because they don't think we're going to do much. I want a candidate that is very lucid, and when they say something, they mean it, and they don't have to always read a teleprompter. I want somebody that doesn't care so much about the political party, but what makes common sense. You don't raise taxes. You know, you don't, you know, you might give something free to somebody, but that makes other people pay for it. You don't force other people to pay for things that they don't want. You know, if somebody doesn't want to pay for free college, if somebody doesn't want to pay for abortions, don't force them to pay it. I mean, these are things that are going to anger and get people into the business that other people, you know, don't need to be. So, for example, if a college student is borrowing money to go to school, all right, that is a decision that they are making with the school. I mean, you know, many people chose not to pick an expensive school because of loans and money. So you already hear people going, well, wait a second, so I could have gone to Georgetown. I could have gone to Case Western. I didn't. I went to a state school. And you're telling me I could have done that and then gotten my student loans wiped off? You know, so it's a personal decision between a person and the school, their personal choice of that school, their choice to take certain amounts of credits. I mean, let's say somebody has higher student loans because they, you know, had to audit classes multiple times. And then they finally buckled down, studied. You know, is it really on the taxpayer to pay their extra class load because they didn't get it right the first time? Now, mind you, I mean, people audit classes all the time. But again, does it have to be on the taxpayer? You know, same thing with Roe v. Wade. You know, if somebody, you know, wants to end their pregnancy, it is a very, very private, very difficult decision that should not be made on a whim between, and it should be discussed with a person and their physician. But instead, we have a system such that, well, we're going to, you know, subsidize these clinics. We're going to have tax dollars going to these clinics. You could just go to this clinic. Now you're drawing in other people, and these other people now are going to have opinions. So I think we have a lot of issues where we have opinions on. And we wouldn't have necessarily, everybody's like, well, everybody needs to butt out. And I agree, there's a lot of issues where the public needs to butt out, but then don't involve the public with tax dollars. So that's something that I think needs to be revamped. So, you know, this clash, what's going to keep coming up in the primaries is, especially today, is how, you know, Trump wanted, you know, Brian Kemp to overturn the election and to find the votes that were the ballots that were missing, the ballots that were, you know, left in a box somewhere and not counted, find the votes, or, you know, find the votes that were false. And it implied that, you know, he wanted, and, you know, it's up to debate, you know, he wanted Kemp to come up with votes himself. I don't know if that's exactly what he meant, but that's not for me to decide. But it was a very, very odd time in 2020 with the issues with mail-in ballots, and we're starting to hear that now they are trying to make it very, very difficult for there to be cheating and lack of transparency. And we have a new election process, and this new election process is very new, and it's an election process that has a lot of room for error. You know, many of us are still wondering why we saw videos of ballots post-election being collected in California. I know somebody could say, well, it doesn't matter because the Democrats won by a landslide, but it does matter because, you know, people want to know that before you called it, you know, you actually looked at everybody's vote. And we have, and when you see collections of ballots, and it was just assumed that they wouldn't make a dent, Americans want to know that their voice counts. Their voice is counted. And so whether you believe that the election was stolen in 2020 or not, I think the one thing that I think a lot of people, you know, will accept that we do need is a much better election process. And to have a haphazard system of, we'll mail these in and then somebody's going to collect them and then, you know, we're going to count them and, you know, the ballot counters in Pennsylvania need to go to sleep. It just seemed like a mess after a mess. And just things just didn't make sense. Polls are closing tonight in Georgia at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Stacey Abrams is also, I guess, facing, a primary as well. And then, you know, Mike Pence stumped for Kemp. People are saying, is Mike Pence going to consider running against Trump? You know, I like Mike Pence. I think he's a strong candidate, but I don't think any candidate when it comes to the presidential candidate is going, any Republican candidate is going to be able to stand up against Trump. Trump, he knows how to work the mic. He knows how to work his base. He knows how to say what needs to be said. And, you know, for somebody to say, look, you know, I'm going to be less controversial. DeSantis, people are saying, well, use DeSantis. Well, DeSantis is controversial, you know, based on his, his approach with Disney. So I think, you know, it's going to be very difficult to convince, you know, people to not go for Trump on the Republican side. From the Democratic side, they got their work cut out for them. Do they run Biden again? If they don't run Biden again, is that an admit to defeat? I told you what I think is going to happen. I think what Biden's going to do is to, because if he doesn't win a primary, that looks bad. And if they don't think he's going to win a primary, what I think he's going to do is prior to the end of his first term, he's going to do something very heroic and say, look, you guys deserve a female president. And I am going to step down and give you guys the first female president. This way he gets credit for Kamala Harris becoming the first female president. He then steps down without making it look like he lost a re-election. And he gets to make history in the process and end a legacy. I really think he's going to be doing something like that. And then people will decide if it's going to be Kamala that's going to be running. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Leonardo da Vinci's 16th century masterpiece, the Mona Lisa, was attacked by an unidentified climate activist at the Louvre Museum in Paris on Sunday. The fanatic tried to smash the bulletproof glass and ended up smearing cake over the glass as he ranted about people are destroying the earth. The Mona Lisa remains safe behind the glass. The unofficial start to summer has arrived, and it's marked with patriotic parades, cookouts, and remembering America's fallen soldiers. AAA predicts 39.2 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home this holiday weekend. The TSA reported roughly 2 million people a day will be scurrying about the nation's airports. Most travelers are anticipating shelling out a lot more to get anywhere.
We knew, we kind of budgeted that in there, so we understood the gas prices were going up.
New Yorker Michael Harrison on Eyewitness News 3 out of Hartford, Connecticut. We are USA Radio News. The Department of Justice has begun an investigation in how law enforcement responded to the Uvalde, Texas school shooting.
Texas Senator John Cornyn says the focus in the aftermath of the school shooting in Uvalde should be on lessons learned and not finger-pointing. The Republican tweeted, quote, "The second-guessing and finger-pointing among state and local law enforcement is destructive, distracting, and unfair," adding that complex situations require split-second decisions and it is easy for people to criticize in hindsight. His comments come as local police have faced scrutiny for not engaging the shooter as soon as possible. State officials said Friday that the delay was the result of the on-site commander's belief that children were no longer in harm's way. The 18-year-old shooter was in the elementary school for more than an hour before being shot by Federal Border Patrol agents, but not before 19 students and two teachers were killed. Cornyn further tweeted, "There will be plenty of time to sort this out later, and that the focus should be on the investigation and how to prevent future tragedies." For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember I told you guys with Omicron back in January, don't be surprised if you get a rebound or an encore. It's happening. People are getting over their Christmas time, New Year's, Omicron, and then by the end of January or February, people were kind of getting a little bit of a resurgence. And I said, don't panic. We seem to see a lot of that. We do have to watch that resurgence for more serious COVID, but for the most part, it happens, and don't panic about it. I mean, if it happens to you, it is happening to others. Expect it. Don't freak out. You might have to re-isolate, talk to a medical provider, etc. Then many of you got COVID this April, May, despite having COVID January, February, okay? frustrated as heck. But the difference between baby Omicron and grandbaby Omicron is we're starting to get access to these COVID medications, Paxlovid from Pfizer, Molnupiravir from Merck. Paxlovid is supposed to have a 90% efficacy at minimizing symptoms and preventing hospitalization and death. It's a fantastic drug. But we have been told that people are getting rebound, or they may get rebound after Paxlovid. When I heard that, I wasn't surprised, and that could be an absolute, I don't want to say use the word disaster, but that is not good. That is not good in the COVID fight. Because to me, that means a couple things could be going on. Number one is, since rebound happened anyway with Omicron, makes you wonder, did it even make a dent? Did people have a mild illness? They took it, it came back. Did that mean that Paxlovid didn't work? Did it mean that we have drugs that were designed for the wild type that aren't necessarily Omicron subvariant, grandbaby variant ready? And so is the virus, you know, did it not attack the virus that's currently circulating based on the one that it tested for? Another thing is, do we already have resistance? Do we already have COVID resistance to the medications that we just barely are getting into the pharmacies right now? And if that's the case, that's a sign that we are still behind the curve when it comes to COVID. And I mean, we are always playing catch up here. So the CDC is making a warning. The CDC has now warned that the recipients of Pfizer's antiviral COVID pill Paxlovid may have their symptoms rebound after they complete the course of the drug. They issued a notice today after reports emerged that those who received the drug were having their symptoms return after they finished treatment, even after fully being healed. Now, Paxlovid, as we talked about, is a protease inhibitor. These protease inhibitors block an enzyme needed by SARS-CoV-2 to replicate. This is a technology we've used in the HIV fight, the hepatitis C fight. And so if they work by blocking an enzyme that cuts two precursor proteins into smaller fragments, and you need those proteins to make the you need those fragments to make the virus grow. If it prevents that the ACE part means it's an enzyme. Prote means protein. So if you have an enzyme that's supposed to do something and cut something, and it's an inhibitor, then those proteins don't get cut and you don't have the building blocks. Like, let's say you're trying to build a house and you have a whole bunch of lumber, and you need to break it down to build and fit it, and you can't do it, you can't build the house. So you need these fragments necessary for the virus to grow, multiply, infect. Since you don't have the proteins, because the protease inhibitor happened by Paxlovid, virus can never mature and is blunted. So this therapy has been known, to be to help prevent hospitalization at 90% of the time. It has some very, very good data in its studies, but now we're seeing real time use of it. And if people are getting rebound, then there's two messages Pfizer has to make. One is the message, look, you are going to have severe COVID. So this medicine kept you from being hospitalized, kept you from dying, and yeah, now you got some mild symptoms. And maybe that's what's going on. The message, though, that's going to come out is that it's not working. That the average person does get mild symptoms from Omicron, baby Omicron, grandbaby Omicron, and then they get the resurgence, and taking the Paxlovid didn't seem to do much. Now, I'd like to think it does do something. I don't think it would have gone through the clinical trials, gotten approved to that degree of 90% efficacy without there being substantial proof. The problem is we still don't have a lot of rhyme or reason as to who gets deadly COVID and who doesn't. The average person that gets COVID, they might have long-term effects, but the average person that gets COVID feels horrible, gets over it, and survives, thank God. So you know, does it work? Is it worth taking? And so when somebody hears they're going to get rebound symptoms, if they already understand that COVID may cause rebound symptoms, they might think it doesn't work. Other people that think, a lot of people don't realize that you could get rebound COVID after COVID. They might think, wait a second, all it did was step on the snake's head, and as soon as they remove the foot, the snake... Do you like my analogies today? I'm coming up with some good analogies. Some people may not realize there's COVID rebound and go, you know what? Looks like the medicine only staves it off, keeps it at bay, and then all of a sudden, boom, it rebounds as soon as the medicine's out of your system. So, it's not good in terms of the fight for COVID. And if we continue to use a medicine that we aren't 100% sure is doing what it needs to do, we're going to grow resistance. And we need to improve in the fight. Now, molnupiravir, I think, I think its clinical study was 30% effective at preventing hospitalization and death. So I'm not sure at what some of the data that's now following some of those data sets show. But molnupiravir may then end up, that's the analog, that's the one that kind of substitutes some genetic block, you know, such that, you know, the baby viruses, when they get produced, they don't seem to work well. You know, I'm mixed because I really, really want these medications to work. And molnupiravir, being that, you know, where they incorporate RNA building blocks into the new virus, so the progeny are ineffective, both of these drugs, whether they're protease inhibitors or nucleoside analogs meaning they pretend to be something, you know, like a nucleoside, like a piece of RNA or DNA, it implies that the virus is in your body. And my guess is when the virus figures out how to get into your body, it knows how to stay and hide out. That's why we have long COVID. I don't know. Everybody says, well, the virus dies and all of this is inflammatory. I don't know if I could say that, because if there is a resurgence, an encore, what is causing that inflammation? You know, what is causing that encore presentation, that resurgence, that long COVID? I'm wondering if the virus is super smart. It gets into our body. It finds a way to hide out. And no matter what we do, it'll stay there and then it'll come out and surface. And remember, this sort of technology, we need to fight HIV and hepatitis. And we don't want HIV and hepatitis doing the same thing, where it hides out as long as you use the medication. As soon as you take the medication off, you know, it's like, you know, taking the foot off the brake, it's able to go and do its thing. So, you know, in the COVID fight, we need immunity, whether it's artificial immunity from vaccines or natural immunity from previous infection. We need, appropriate hospital rooms, beds, and care in case there are more serious surges. But we need medications that will work. And when a medication doesn't work, it could breed resistance. Not a good thing. 1-877-DR-DELLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Meghan Markle is the Duchess of Sussex. I'm very, very confused at what her title is because I thought they lost their titles. But her father, Thomas Markle, from what we understand, has been hospitalized after suffering a possible stroke. He was taken into an ambulance at Tijuana. There are pictures of him strapped to an oxygen mask. He was transported around 9:30 p.m. to a hospital across the border in Chula Vista, California. He was admitted after fearing he was suffering a stroke. He couldn't speak to paramedics and had to write down his symptoms on a piece of paper. He has had a history of two heart attacks. before the wedding of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. And there has been a lot of, tense times between them. We are unclear exactly what, his current status is. His daughter was supposed to be attending the Queen Elizabeth Jubilee celebrations, and I think he might have gone as well. And, you know, people have been watching the royals and seeing how retake in Meghan Markle and Prince Harry despite all the mudslinging and, you know, crap that was spewed on Oprah. And I'm sorry, I think it, maybe some of the allegations are true, but address it in the family first. This is, and we'll talk about stroke in a second, but this is my problem with all the celebrity stuff we see. And, people think that their story wants to be heard and that everybody wants to know, you know, the intricacies and the dirty laundry. And there are some people that just thrive on family drama. But the majority of the people that look upon celebrities only want to know them as their role, as their character. Like, for example, Johnny Depp. I am a huge Johnny Depp fan from his movies. I think he is a brilliant actor. I think he's even been an underappreciated actor. His artistic talent, his musical talent is, still has not been represented to the degree that it could be. I understand he had a troubled childhood. You know, but hearing everything through these testimonies, you know, again, I'm still a fan, but it's different. You know, I mean, he's Captain Jack Sparrow. He's the, 21 Jump Street. He's, was he 21 Jump Street? Yeah. It's, same thing with Amber Heard. You know, I saw Amber Heard in, Pineapple Express. Thought she did a fantastic job. Aquaman, she wasn't my favorite in Aquaman. I was concerned about the chemistry. It kind of seemed forced. Like, it's too much about the male characters. We got to give more female time. So I felt her role was forced, just to be more woke and progressive, that it just didn't really seem to, be as necessary. And it's not because I thought Jason Momoa was gorgeous. I'd rather see him. It's just there have been some female stars that have been fantastic. Like Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brad Smith and Angelina Jolie. I thought their equal parts was fantastic and well needed. But you have a lot of, like Superman and Lois Lane. How much Lois Lane do you need? So Mara, or whatever her name was in Aquaman, I felt Amber Heard's role, beautiful actress, exotic. Now that we hear all this, it just changes you. And so, with Meghan Markle, originally I think she was very well, taken in by the public. You have somebody who's American, having modest roots, being able to have a storybook life of being picked up by a prince and taken off into the royal castle and to become royalty. It's a rags to riches. And I'm not saying she was in rags, but for those of us who came, from, less monetary means, something like this, we think is a dream come true. People think she's a hero for speaking out on it not being a dream come true. But then others look at it as, okay, wait a second, keep family stuff within family. You wanting to separate, you don't necessarily have to drag them through the dirt. If you want to separate, that's fine. I mean, how many people don't like their in-laws? The majority of people don't like their in-laws. Do they really have to go on air? Do they really have to monetize it? Do they have to sell shows, and interviews? And so sadly, and maybe that's not the case, that she and Harry have appeared to have started to, you know, break something apart and show how you could monetize it from it and benefit from it. And, you know, you want to, when you see something like this, think, well, somebody was abused, somebody had to escape a prison, they were able to escape and tell their story of their prison, you know, of their captors, and it, you know, was it really that bad? And she could have just left. Did it really have to be, you know, so it's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not a fan. Because I've had in-laws. I'm not going to drag them through the dirt. Nobody likes their in-laws. When I become an in-law, I'm sure, you know, people are going to not like me. You know, let it be among ourselves. If we have issues within the family, it's issues within the family. Doesn't have to be broadcast. And I get she's a lot more public than I am, but still. So, you know, seeing the father suffer a stroke, I don't know how close they are. Maybe they're not that close. Maybe they're, but, you know, sadly, it reminds us that, you know, we humans can only take so much. And he is not of ideal weight. You know, if he's had a history of heart disease, he is at higher risk for, you know, sadly, a stroke. A stroke is where an area of the brain does not get proper oxygen and blood. There's the ischemic stroke and the hemorrhagic stroke. Ischemic is more common. It's where you have a clot to the brain. 80% of all strokes are ischemic, whereas the hemorrhagic stroke is where you have a bleed. And so basically a stroke is like a heart attack where you have lack of flow to the brain, lack of flow to the heart, as with a heart attack. And signs of a stroke could be weakness on one side of the body, loss of balance, numbness on one side of the body, slurred speech, vision issues, headache, facial droop. Usually with a stroke, the damage will be on the other side, except with the tongue. It will be on the, you have ipsilateral side and contralateral side. So contralateral means opposite where there's the area of the stroke. So when somebody comes in saying, I can't move my right arm, I can't move my right leg, look at this. The lesion's on the left because it crosses over. So, you know, if you're having a ischemic stroke, we got to get blood flow there. We'll start you on aspirin, tissue plasminogen, activator, try to break up the clots. If you're bleeding, we got to control the bleeding. So we might bypass the vessel. We might clog the bleeding area or the aneurysm, coil it, endovascular embolization, where they try to, you know, stop the bleed. And we got to work fast. The American Stroke Association uses the acronym FAST, facial drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and time to call 911. So F is for face. A is for arm, S is for speech, and then T is time to call 911. You know, if you could remember it, I think that's fantastic, but you got to move fast. You have to move fast. And risk factors for stroke are high blood pressure, family history of stroke, heart disease, diabetes, abnormal heart rhythms like atrial fibrillation, smoking, drugs, obesity, inactivity, clotting disorder, sleep apnea, being greater than 55 years old, African American, has a higher risk than Caucasians and Hispanics, and men seem to be more affected than women. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.